UN aid agencies say the situation in Yemen's northern city of Sada continues to worsen. They say they are gravely concerned about the fate and well-being of civilians trapped inside the city because of fierce fighting between al-Houthi forces and the government. The fighting is now entering its third week, and it is taking a heavy toll. UN refugee spokesman Andrei Mihajlovic says more than 35,000 people have been displaced in and around Sada since fighting resumed. He says an estimated 150,000 internally displaced people have been affected by the fighting since 2004.
According to those who managed to flee the besieged city and our staff on the ground, the fighting appears to be concentrated in the old Sada city. They also report frequent airstrikes. As a result, more people are fleeing to the other parts of Sada city seeking shelter and assistance, placing an additional burden on neighbors, friends and relatives as their own meager resources are running out. A 12-hour curfew is still in force, restricting the movement of the local population and the internally displaced people, especially during the night. Food reserves are running out, and black market prices have risen dramatically in most of the districts affected by the fighting.
Mihajlovic says those who can afford to pay are smuggled out of Sada city across the mountains to a neighboring province. He says UNHCR local partners have managed to register 2,200 IDP families in Sada city and nearby villages, despite the ongoing fighting. But he adds, the security situation continues to hamper the distribution of relief items to vulnerable families.
With worsening of the situation in the north, the opening of the humanitarian corridors in northern Yemen that would allow civilians to leave the conflict zone and humanitarian workers to deliver much-needed humanitarian aid to thousands of displaced people in this remote part of the country is a top priority for UNHCR.
Mihajlovic says the UNHCR urgently needs $5 million to respond to the emergency. He appeals to the generosity of the international community and the Muslim world in particular to alleviate the suffering of the Yemenis during this holy month of Ramadan. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.